Let's stay outside for a while now, shall we? Derek James has been getting out and about with his young grandson, and here's Tony to tell us about their day out at Bewilderwood near Wroxham.
I didn't realise there was a special price and category for the likes of me at what must be one of the more unusual family attractions in the whole of East Anglia. As we were waiting to enter the world of Twiggles and Boggles, I looked at the admission prices, in particular the ones which said, "Used to be wild," in brackets 65 years plus, price £9.50. I used to be wild indeed. Mind you, come to think of it, I was a teddy boy, maybe a little wild in the days of big hair and winkle picker shoes. As for Bewilderwood, I was bewitched. I loved it, and so did my wife Bridget, daughter Verity, grandson Gabriel, and his friend Sahib. It's plain to see the staff who work at Bewilderwood love the place as much as the visitors, and a great deal of thought, skill and imagination has gone into putting this attraction into the Premier League. We entered through the Grubbles Greeting Gate and went by boat through the Long Lagoon and to the Scary Lake and met Mildred, the Crocklebog, lurking close by the bank, waiting to spray us as we floated past. Get the idea? There are enough climbing, jumping, treacherous tales to give the wild ones hours and hours of fun. Even I ventured into the trees, but only to pass the time of day with the Twiggles. Or were they Boggles? Then there's the face painting, the storytelling, the wobbly wires, the muddle maze, and the tricky tunnels. Our young companions, Gabriel and Sahib, loved it, jumping and racing through all over the child-friendly woods. Bewilderwood is an enchanting wood, so clever, kept in tip-top condition. No wonder there are now plans to build a second one on the Chumley Estate in Cheshire. Creator Tom Blofeld, who played in the woods around his Hoveton family estate as a child, can be as pleased as Punch with his unique wild wood, where the magical characters from his book, Live Now, attracts 150,000 visitors a year. Why? Because it is quite enchanting and it proves we can still get real pleasure and happiness from the simple things in life, larking about in the woods. As Tom says, from the beginning we set out to be different from theme parks and be a smaller, more authentic and intimate experience. Our visitors feel a real sense of ownership of the park because they have the chance to experience real play in nature. We continue to nurture a creative spirit which encourages children to explore and develop their own love of nature and sense of independence, he adds. Thanks, Tom. You and your Twiggles and Boggles have created a wood of wonders.
Thank you, Tony.